Before this show ends, we've got 45 minutes, and we've got Vinny Eastwood with us. He is also known as Mr. News. He was born, get this, in the year 1984, almost as ominous as I was born in 1963. I just gave it away. I know many of you thought I was only 25 years old. I know I act like I'm 5 years old, but I was lucky enough to live for a few months while Kennedy was alive, and then the tragedy dented my fragile persona as a baby. Vinny Eastwood, you might have heard him on with Brent in the mornings. He's now doing his own morning show live from New Zealand. I think he gets up like 4 in the morning for this. That's how dedicated he is to truth and freedom. His website is gorillamedia.conz. You can catch him on YouTube, Mr. News Gorilla Media. He's Vinny Eastwood of the new Vinny Eastwood Show right here on American Freedom Radio. Vinny, great to have you on, buddy.
It is absolutely fantastic to be on the illustrious Jack Blood Show. Thank you so much for having me on, buddy.
I think you overshot that one a little bit. It can't be
I doubt it.
It can't be that good.
It's that good. I hadn't heard a Jack Blood Show until yesterday. My producer, Mitch Santel, said, "Hey, Vinny, you've got to listen to this Jack Blood Show. You're going to be on it tomorrow." And I said, all right, this Jack Blood, how good can he be? And I was like, holy cow. Jack, I don't need to stroke your ego, but, mate, yeah, you are that good. And I'm pretty sure your friends will agree with me.
I have an ego, it's true, but so do all of us on the radio. You can't get on the radio and presume to know anything and talk to people like we do and not have some kind of a as fragile as it might be, and of course I get off the air every day, Vinny, maybe you go through this or you will, and think, God, I sucked, that was terrible, can I just erase that from the internet? Because none of us think we deserve to even do this. That's how fragile our little egos are. Enough talking about us, let's talk about you. Some. First of all, I think it's really kind of interesting to have a Monday through Friday, right? You're going to be a Monday through Friday host?
Monday through Friday in the United States, but as you can see on the banner on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the Vinny Eastwood Show is broadcasting live from the future. In the United States, you believe that it is currently Thursday. Here, it is Friday, 9:15 in the morning, and I can tell you, the future looks pretty bright.
Does it? So can you tell us like what the news that's going to happen before it happens, Mr. News?
Well, the cool thing that's happening on in New Zealand right now is that we're having a break here, if you will. There used to be a complete total stranglehold on the media here. We have one big corporate broadcaster called MediaWorks, and we have one big government-sponsored broadcaster called TVNZ, Television New Zealand. And the entire problem here is that no other real alternatives get any airtime. And it's just so happened recently that MediaWorks, the largest corporate broadcaster in our country, lost $314 million in the last 6 months. And as a country that is broadcasting to only about 4 million people, that's an awful chunk of cheese to be losing. And it tells me and many of my other colleagues here in the truth movement of New Zealand that the mainstream media is in deep frickin' trouble. And I've always said, you know, when the mainstream media won't do their job, don't bother fighting them or anything, just replace them because they're no longer relevant. And that's basically what my MO is to destroy the mainstream media bollocks and make something better, because with a handy cam and a microphone, I can make better news than they can with a studio and a writer and a producer and all of this. It is not that hard. They're just really moronic, incompetent, pathetic scum.
Well, let me translate for my listeners. Beta, it means better. Okay, for those of you who might not understand this foreign language, it does. Beta, he is a beta host than maybe the one we had before, and I'm looking forward to having on. You know, I'm listening to what you're saying. The media has been hemorrhaging money in this country for 30 years. And, you know, they're consolidating and consolidating and consolidating, and the Pac-Mans come in, you know, the biggest radio station here that owns upwards to, I believe, 1,000, 2,000 stations. Clear Channel was bought by Mitt Romney. The media doesn't like to talk about that either, as well as a few other cohorts out there like the Carlyle Group. But they've been hemorrhaging money in this country for 25, 30 years, and they are literally paying to to put the news on. Does that alarm anybody? You know, would that alarm anybody in your country, Vinny? Because that just means these are highly placed, paid propaganda pieces. And then when you watch the news for 5 seconds, you know why. So they want their news to get out, their opinions to get out so bad, they will spend billions of dollars a year to do it. I mean, when I was a kid, the news stations were profitable.
Well, I guess when you don't really care what your audience thinks, your audience tends to switch off. And so then all your money that you spend trying to entertain them and keep them informed basically goes awry. So I didn't know that about Mitt Romney buying out Clear Channel. Clear Channel operates about 30% of the broadcasters here in New Zealand, as far as I've been led to believe. So it is a truly global propaganda network. And I came up with the concept that if a global conspiracy exists, if we have a new world order, then there is also a singular resistance and a singular propaganda countermeasure that we can employ as one. And that's what my concept Guerrilla Media is about. If you go check out the website guerrillamedia.co.nz, we're still in the infancy stages, but the idea is to link up with other truth seekers and truth tellers and get them all together as one indivisible unit, not under control by a central hierarchy, but operating completely independent of each other so that nobody has to tell each other what to do or anything. But the main concept is Guerrilla Media just supports all of these activists and truth tellers because of the fact that they're the researchers, they're the people who know the issues inside and out. When a media reporter who's being paid a few bucks to go out and spin some lies, they often don't bother doing any research. They don't bother getting emotionally involved. They don't bother living and breathing the issues for years so that they can get a clear picture. In New Zealand, when I started off being Mr. News, is basically going out with a camera to protests and public meetings and ambushing the scum, you know, like the media and the politicians and celebrities who are supporting the system, and also getting the opinions of the researchers and activists. Myself, I consider myself to be somebody who knows very little about the world, very little about how everything works as far as being specific is concerned. Where I come in is I'm very good at talking to people, I'm very good at asking questions, and I'm very good at promoting people. I came from the sales world, and I decided that when I lied to the customer, my profit margins going up wasn't a good thing. It kind of compromised my personal integrity, so I got the heck out of there. And I've been using the skills that I developed in that field to help promote truth, freedom,
you know,
and
justice. The old rule, Vinny, is this. You know, if you're going to lie to other people and sell them something and you still want to sleep tonight, you can't forget the major person. The first person you have to lie to is yourself. And that's, of course, what our elites do in this country. And, well, I think we share elites, all of us. But they really do lie to themselves. And they tell themselves, well, you know, if I don't do this, I know I'm going to kill all these children and everything, and I'm going to steal everybody's wealth here overnight. But if I don't do it, they're going to be worse off than if I did. I'm really helping them. This is just a way for me to show my love. And you have to believe that, or you can't do it. Of course, there are the few psychopath leaders out there. We won't mention names unless you want to. We know who they are. And they really get off on it. But most of them, and this is why it's hard for people to understand, Vinny, and maybe you'll comment on this, the conspiracy or the cabal out there, because they would never do these things. They couldn't sleep at night. They couldn't live with themselves if they did these things. They just have to understand that these people think that they're actually helping us.
There's a problem with people in the United States, and if coming from an outsider, I reckon I've got legitimate cause to say this, is many of people in the United States do not travel. Most don't have passports, and the problem with that is that this is a big big world. It is so much bigger than the United States, you wouldn't believe. The Pacific Ocean alone, if you're looking at it from outer space, covers pretty much one entire hemisphere, and that's full of islands, and there's amazing stuff out there. And when I looked at the American education system, it seemed to be all about the United States. You know, you can rattle off 52 states, and you can cite the Pledge of Allegiance, but knowing nothing about the world means that you're hamstringed in a certain way. In New Zealand, because we are such a small country, it is a requirement of our education to learn almost everything that we can about the world. We're a very industrious and creative people, and one of our top scientists was Sir Ernest Rutherford, who split the atom, which is the reason why the United States is now the biggest nuclear power, and coincidentally, also the reason why we don't allow any of your ships into our harbors, because in the 90s we decided we didn't want anything nuclear whatsoever anywhere near New Zealand. We asked the United States, please confirm which of your ships have nuclear stuff, and just don't, you know, we won't let them into our harbor, but the rest of them can come on. And of course, the old line is, we will neither confirm nor deny. So it really kind of ticks a lot of people off around the world at how the government of the United States acts. And as a consequence, there is that sort of animosity around the world right now towards the United States citizenry, which I completely disagree with. I think that around the world, 90% of people are good people, regardless of which nation they come from. And it's that smaller minority that are just really, really nasty. And often people find it very difficult to love one another unconditionally, because the only way you can really have unconditional love is if you have unconditional acceptance of unconditional truth.
And that's a... good enough, Vinny. I mean, the 90% of the people of the world are good. They're sleeping. They don't really care what's going on around them. And let's just be honest. Really? Can we be honest now? Because that's what this network is all about, telling the truth. If you're not getting involved, if you don't care, I had an environmentalist kid that came to my door yesterday. I'm not going to tell you the organization that he got a real talking to, though. We've got to save the Gulf, sir. And he's out in the 95-degree heat, 95 humidity. He's dripping wet. He just got hired for, you know, $9 an hour to go canvas door-to-door and get my money and a signature. And I wonder how many people here in liberal Austin, Texas, didn't even think about it and went, yeah, we need to save the Gulf, and just signed it and maybe wrote him a check. I'm saying, I can't give you any money or sign your petition until I check you out. You know, let me ask you a question. I started questioning him. He knocked on my door. Big mistake right away, as the census people have learned. I'm like, you know, well, let me test you. Do you think the World Wildlife Fund is good? He's like, well, you know, I think they're pretty good. They're okay. Did you know that they're owned by the same people that own BP? Really? I was like, you think Sierra Club is good? Do you like the – oh, the Sierra Club is great. Do you know that they want to get rid of a good chunk of us because they think we're going to destroy the earth? And that sounds well and good, and maybe you're even for that, but who gets to decide who goes? You know, maybe you're not such a good slave and you'll have to go. Then I gave him some water and patted him on the butt and sent him on his way, because I think I disillusioned him in about 5 minutes. The point is that 90% of the people are good, but are they really good? It's a semantical argument, maybe, Vinny, but are they good? Because they just sit and do nothing most of the time, and I think that you have to take responsibility. If you do nothing, then it's on you. At least, I mean, you and I, my listeners, we're out. Maybe it's not always right, but we're doing something. Vinny, stay with me. We're coming right back. The news guy, he's with us. His new show coming up right here on American Freedom Radio, starting very quickly. Vinny Eastwood, the news guy. Stay with us.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
brick mortar, masonry. I think okay, we're not going there. Just kidding. Thanks for joining us, Deadline Live. Screw off, I'm joking. Thanks for joining us, Deadline Live. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun. As always, this is American Freedom Radio, AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Go check it out. Tell people about it. Vinny Eastwood is with us. He is the news dude. I can't rename people like this. It's his first time on the show. I got to be way cooler than this. He's Mr. News. No, he's actually, I'm reading it here, he's AKA Mr. News. I got to get the whole name out there. Why Mr. News, Vinny?
I've got to explain this. It's part of one of my modus operandi, or rather my EMO, is when the media don't do their job, don't fight them, just replace them because they're no longer relevant. Mr. News means media revolution news. Now, media revolution because at the time, I figured that the entire reason why the population was subdued and not waking up is because the media had not taken their responsibilities of keeping an eye on the rich and the powerful and keeping the public informed seriously. I do take that very seriously, but I take it a lot less seriously than most. I thought about what I could be, and I could be Mr. News. I could be Mr. Media Revolution News. That's what it really means. Mr. M.R. Media Revolution News. And so when I go up and introduce myself to the Minister of Health, as I did during a National Party conference, it's like the Republicans here, he said, "Oh, you must be from TV3. And it's like one of the big corporate news people here. And I was quite offended, quite frankly. And I said, "No, sir, I'm Mr. News." And he goes, "Sorry, I've not heard of you." And I said, "Well, you must have missed the news then." And it got a wee bit of a chuckle. That's good. And I went on to ask him about why fluoride was being put in the water. And he was like, "Oh, well, you know, it's supposedly very good for your teeth." And I said, okay, that's good. And in New Zealand, we have a poison drop program, which is dropping compound 1080, which is a fluoride compound. It's a very virulent rat poison. It gets dropped all over our native bush and kills a lot of our native species in an effort to reduce wild food, so people, when the food crisis comes, can't go into the bush and hunt. And I asked him, seeing as the additives to the water are of similar compounds to the things we use to kill rats and make our psych patients a little bit better with the Prozac, perhaps it might be an idea to get it out of the water supply. And he said, yeah, perhaps, send me a letter. So I did. I sent him a letter and I said to him, "You know what, Minister, the real problem that I find is there's a lot of cowards in Parliament, and it will take strength and somebody who really cares about their country to take this issue seriously and get the fluoride out of our water. I hope you are such a man." And so what he did is he gave it to the Assistant Minister of Health to deal with. and it sort of personified it for me that
the buck stops over there somewhere. Well, that's how they do it in this country. The buck stops over there. It doesn't ever stop here. You know, I'm not a big fan of FDR, Vinny, but or whoever. The buck doesn't stop anywhere anymore. The buck gets passed in this country. But you reminded me of the way that they're attacking Sharon Angle. You probably don't know who she is in New Zealand. Vinny is with us from New Zealand. She is running against Harry Reid in Nevada. She has won all of the primaries. She's the alleged, and I mean alleged, Tea Party candidate running against Harry Reid, who's been trying to ruin this country with every fiber of his being. And this is how they're attacking her. She believes there's fluoride in the water, and the fluoride's bad for you. And that's their pitch. Anyone who believes that fluoride is bad for you and came off of the offshoot of a melon factory aluminum waste project, which it did, is crazy. You can't let them have office. Now, that they actually use that here in this country. Now, because you're Mr. News and here in the United States, Vinny, Glenn Beck is Mr. News. How's Glenn Beck doing in New Zealand?
He is seen as somewhat of a corporate shill that misinforms the American public. Not entirely different from how the American public views it.
Not by you. No, not by you, Mr. News, but by the average, you know, fluoride-swilling New Zealander.
The average fluoride head in New Zealand doesn't listen to foreign news sources. We get a manufactured news here. The top newspaper in New Zealand, the New Zealand Herald, you know, one of our prominent ones, I spoke to one of their lead editors a couple of weeks ago, and he told me that when he first started there, they had 60 research journalists working for them, going out, doing stories, researching, bringing the public information. Now they have 4, and they copy and paste foreign news sources, rename the articles, and change a few words here
sounds
or there.
Somebody else, you know, here in the United States. We're not going there. But cut, paste, embellish. Yes, they do that here too.
Well, I completely understand the methodology when you don't have the resources to write or all your own stuff. There is often sources out there that are credible that you can take your kicks from, and certain people are very, very skilled at trawling through and getting out the best news stories of the times, whilst not producing the stories themselves, giving airtime and plug play to the most important stories that are out. I think is probably the most important aspect of the alternative media, is to emphasize what the mainstream media brings out that they play down, essentially trying to cover what they're covering up. And I thought to myself, here's a good idea. If we have a credible news media, okay, let's just say that we have it, okay. The public would be informed about all these problems. They would be informed about the fluoride in the water. They would be informed about how the many media outlets are manipulated. They would be informed about...
Maybe they would debate these issues. I'm not asking for them to report it and to give all the truth or whatever. That would be wonderful, but at least we could get that in the debate. Go ahead.
Okay, and that's where we come in. Because the mainstream media is now becoming bankrupt, because people are now thinking that there is something very, very wrong with the world as it spirals out of control, then they start to use their brains, and then they start to look for alternatives. Now, it's interesting that we are now talking about those people who don't do anything, because yesterday I look after autistic children, and my coordinator for my job, I have conversations with her about all this stuff. Now, she knows very little about these things that we've been informed of, you know, the New World Order and the Bilderbergers and all of this, that, and the other. And she says to me, Vinny, it's really, really scary. And I say, yeah, well, don't worry about it. It's just the end of the world. Because there's no point in worrying ever, because it's like Bill Hicks said, man, it's just a ride, and it's very loud and very brightly colored, and if you can't enjoy the ride, what's the point in being on it?
You make me want to quote Charles Bukowski, but we're running low on time, so we'll have to leave that to my signature at jackbloodforum.com, and you know, Vinny, you're smart enough to know never to go there. That's a very dangerous wasteland. It is post-apocalyptic. It is really the wild, wild west of the year 2010, and I urge nobody ever to go to jackbloodforum.com. You won't last more than 2 seconds, I guarantee you. We'll test your mettle. Maybe if you need a little test, you'll go there, but I wouldn't. Speaking of Glenda Beckenridge, he's got a new book out. I don't know why I'm talking to you about this, Vinny, but I got to talk to somebody. You know, I'm a lonely man. Not really, but people like that illusion. He's got a new book out called The Overton Window. It is about liberals staging a new... It's a fictional book, that, by the way, we hear he didn't actually write. He put his name on. Because he fits the Johnny Bravo suit. They needed somebody like Glenn Beck, and he fit the suit. They had to find somebody. They tried my friend Man Cow. It didn't work, and he was a little, you know, he was still skinny at the time. So they got Glenn Beck to sit in that tweed suit with the patches on the elbows. Now he's got a book that he didn't write that somebody plagiarized from somebody else about how liberals are going to stage a new 9/11. It will be an inside job, but by liberals. He can't possibly conceive of or believe in any stretch of the imagination that there is no liberal or conservative, and that they all got together and did the last 9/11, but he's peddling this book, which I'm sure will go on the bestseller list, will sell millions of copies or something. Well, tens of thousands of copies, about how liberals stay. But see, only liberals can do 9/11. Only progressive communists can do 9/11, and the wonderful neoconservatives could never, ever conceive of anything like that. Vinny?
Especially not when they call for it in a think tank. Oh, we need a new Pearl Harbor. Thank you, Project, for the new American century, for enslaving us all. And The cool thing about being in New Zealand is that, A1, we don't have quite as oppressive a police state, but also the other part that I'm finding about is that there are a lot of Americans who are moving out of the United States right now and rescinding their citizenship, and more to the point, coming to New Zealand. And I'm now finding a lot in my home country who want to fight the New World Order from here. What my American friend Jonathan Eisen from New York says. He's the editor of a magazine called Uncensored at uncensored.co.nz or NZ for the American listeners. He said that he's coming to the last redoubt. And we have an opportunity here, kind of like an island fortress, like an Iwo Jima of the South Pacific, with which to stage an uprising and a takeover of the New World Order agenda using command and control warfare. I've always been a fan of using the weapons and the tactics of the enemy against them. And my specific interest in all of this is the product of propaganda. Propaganda comes from the two sides of it. There's black propaganda, white propaganda, and also to a lesser extent grey propaganda, which we won't go into, but black propaganda is the generally perceived propaganda, the evil, the lies, trying to manipulate people's point of view into, let's say, hating somebody else or anything along those lines. I choose to use white propaganda, where you use the truth in order to manipulate people's point of view. It's interesting. In the time of great lies...
Hold on. If it's the truth, why do you have to manipulate people's point of view?
Well, manipulation...
I'm asking that as devil's advocate. Maybe I agree with you, maybe I don't. But how do you manipulate... If it's the truth, how do you manipulate people's perceptions of what you're saying or doing, etc.?
Well, first of all, understanding the meaning of manipulation. Manipulation is simply applying force and changing something. For example, I could manipulate a pen so that the ballpoint actually comes out, and then I can manipulate my hand so that I can write down death to the New World Order. Manipulation in itself is not inherently a bad thing, because manipulation happens all the time. Parents will manipulate their children so that they will be obedient, and the reason why they do this is so that your children understand what authority is. The reason why they do that is because if you have a healthy respect for real authority and people who actually care about you, then there's something good to be said from that.
I'm not saying that I disagree with that. Maybe we're having a little bit of a semantical argument, or we're not even. Yeah, now we're arguing. See, this is you have one host have another host on. It's a giant pissing match, and then they start arguing on semantical issues. No, because it's an interesting issue, and I agree with you in so many ways. I mean, as an activist, I don't mind, quote-unquote, manipulating people. But isn't that, again, going back to what we were talking about maybe 20 minutes ago, isn't that what the New World Order says? It's manipulation isn't lying. It's just helping people. I gotta get your opinion on that, and then we're going to talk all about the Truther Girls for the rest of the show. Stay with us. Vinny Eastwood, his show starts immediately right here on American Freedom Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm
sisters and your brothers. The eye atop the pyramid is open and awake. It's old news. Vision is the new world order. Tell me something I don't know. Thanks for joining us, Deadline Live. It is our big finish, our final segment. Before I go back to our guest today, one of the newest hosts here at American Freedom Radio, which needs to be changed to World Freedom Radio, I guess. Tomorrow's show, getting that update that you missed last week from one of the greatest investigative reporters on the internet today, Super Mario, who's been with us for many, many years. We've been with him, either way you look at it. We'll get all that good border news, the phony drug war news that I know you guys are looking for. And also tomorrow, the author of the, right now, number one book on Amazon, a national bestseller. It's called Negrophilia. Or is it Negrophilia? Eric Rush is joining us. Before you call us racist, he is an African-American himself. You've probably seen him all over conservative media. He'll be on our show tomorrow, taking the hard questions right here on Deadline Live. Vinny Eastwood is with us now. His new show starts. I don't know. When does it start, man? Monday? Is that it? Is that the kickoff date?
Yeah, it starts Monday at 11 a.m. local time, and it's a two-hour show, 5 days a week. And I will be bringing the international New Zealand truth of perspective because we've got a new world order, and there's also a resistance fighter in every single country to represent them. And I try to represent my country as best as I can. Now, back to the tactics of the new world order. They, in my opinion, and they rule by manipulation and deception, you know, through the power of the minority. Now, I think that all the tactics they have an antithesis, okay, that uses the same principle but implemented from the opposite direction. Instead of from the minority to the majority, it's coming from the majority.
Doesn't lose straight up the minority. Cell phone is ringing. He keeps going. Go ahead, Mr. News.
Yeah. Well, we don't have time to be distracted here in the fight against this new world order. Distractions are deadly and dangerous. Now, I think that there's a very strong possibility that we can win this fight. Now, we're in the fight right now, and I think that if we do something about the problems we all face, we will win. And I don't think there's any possibility that we can lose because it's a numbers game. Now, despite the fact that there's a short amount of people that are awake to the New World Order as we speak in terms of majority of population, never underestimate the power of a small, determined minority. After all, and this is a bad example I know, but Chairman Mao managed to take over China with approximately 1% popular support to enslave a billion people. So I would think that it is, in fact, possible for a small enlightened majority to overthrow the oppressors and tyranny, much like it was in the American Revolution, much like it was with many other intelligent-run revolutions worldwide. And if you follow the tactics of things that you seem to be successful, I'm sure that the path to victory will be an obstructed one, but not an impossible one.
Sweet. I'm glad you're sure. I feel so much better now. Here I thought that we're just, you know, trying to work to not get it any worse. But you think we could win and win immediately. But we have to do it quick because an Australian scientist by the name of Frank Fenner says we have less than 100 years to total extinction of the human race. There's nothing. It's irreversible. There's nothing we can do. It's global warming. There's no measure that can be taken. We might as well spend it all now. We're kids in the candy store. We're breaking into liquor stores, knocking the liquor on the ground, drinking it off the sidewalk. Man, it's over. This is it. Blow out the candles. The human race lost.
Now, there's those people who would think, oh, man, that's really scary. But me, I take the tactic of Doctor Who. Doctor Who had nothing but laughter in the face of his enemies. If you are afraid, you will lose. As the Pentagon says, 90% of all war is information, keeping the morale of the troops high. And I remember one time a former Marine insulted me in my videos and said, you're a coward, you're not prepared for the fight that's coming, you're going to die. And I said to him, I totally agree. I am not a fighter, I'm a lover. And there's two waves of people in the resistance. There is the front line, the soldiers, and there are the back line, people like me, I'm sort of front line as well, who try to keep the morale high amidst the troops, if you will. And I find this an incredibly important role that everybody has to play.
We need more morale. We need more morals. We need more morale. We need some moral morale, all of that.
But we need less morons.
Mr. News, who is, by the way, Clint Eastwood's legitimate son. He is Vincent Eastwood. He starts his show Monday at 11 o'clock Central Time. What is that, 3 o'clock your time there in New Zealand?
It's 4 a.m., but as soon as we'll have what's it called, daylight savings time coming back in a couple of months, I'll only have to get up at 5.
Around, man, are you and Brent Johnson having a couple of pints together tonight? Is that how it works, man? How can I move to New Zealand? They won't even give me a passport. Can I sneak on some kind of a Cuban vessel to get out there to New Zealand, man, so I can be with all the freedom fighters?
Well, you wouldn't want to do that. I was thinking that New Zealand is a good place for people to come. If you want to escape the immediate destruction of the United States, New Zealand's probably a good place to come because it's very, very similar in its nature. It's got a very lot of nice-hearted people. Our food's the best in the world. Our water's clean. Our air's clean. And it's like my producer always says, New Zealand is a small town pretending to be a country. So we have that friendly small town atmosphere, and everybody's welcome.
Hey, and I got a lot of great comments on the chat room. Everybody really likes you, and I think the Truth of Girls is pretty much the best show on this network, and everybody else is going for second, and Krista Chakowski, who should have the best show, I think somehow is getting a bad rap here. All right, thank you very much, Vinny Eastwood. Show starts Monday. Tell everybody about it right here at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We'll see you tomorrow, allegedly. Until then, I'm Jack Blood saying be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid.